Florida Socialist Senate candidate Angie Nixon owns shop called Cafe Resistance. There were no places for us to be safely. By Hannah Knudsen on August 21, 2026. Angie Nixon, the Florida State Representative and Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, member who won her Senate primary race on Tuesday, owns a cafe bookstore branded Cafe Resistance. The bookstore cafe is in Jacksonville, Florida. And she said she opened the shop because freedoms were being attacked and that there were no places for us to be safely. In a 2024 Instagram post, Nixon explains, "One of the reasons that I am the owner, but I consider you all the owners as well. One of the reasons that I decided to open the shop was because we had our freedoms coming under attack. Right? There were no places for us to be safely," she claimed. "We were getting kicked out of spaces because we wanted to stand up for humanity," she said, asserting that individuals in political power in Tallahassee were wanting to ban books, a likely reference to Florida moving to remove sexually explicit books from schools. Nixon, however, also claimed that they wanted to ban the teaching of true history, particularly true Black history. "And so I wanted to open the space so everyone can feel welcome, and so where we can organize and build power. And so I'm just super honored and excited to be in this fight with you all. And just, you know, whatever you need to say together to build power to do the work. Please just know that this place is available for you all," she added. The Instagram post text describes Cafe Resistance as a space, community, education, and place of resistance. Notably, resistance became a keyword the radical left pounced on following President Donald Trump's victories and implementation of the MAGA agenda. Nixon has continued to promote her space while on the campaign trail as well. Nixon's political platform includes the abolishment of ICE and mass incarceration, universal childcare, and an immediate pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. As Breitbart News documented, she has made a series of outlandish statements throughout her political career, including praising a Marxist cop killer while campaigning in a church and admitting to taking her children to drag shows, referring to those as wholesome entertainment. She will face incumbent Republican Senator Ashley Moody, RFL, in November's election.